Dictation for Jolene, Jolene Mayhew, Mayhew, June 21st, 55. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, Stebelton, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, consultation for Mrs. Mayhew with abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with Dr. Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y. She does have a history of diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, osteoporosis. Within the last few years, has been treated for severe ulcerative esophagitis causing gastrointestinal bleeding, no malignancy. There has been also prior flu, pneumonia, and sepsis at the same time. Isolated episode of low potassium and apparently also low magnesium. She has also peripheral neuropathy, probably related to diabetes with otherwise negative workup. She complains of poor appetite, apparently a stable weight, presently no vomiting dysphagia. There is constipation, denies blood melanin, denies abdominal pain. There is some degree of frequency, nocturnal incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. A stable neuropathy, compromising walking, some unsteadiness, however, no recent falls, neuropathy up to the shins, no open wounds, no discolor of the toes, denies claudication symptoms. She mentioned prior stroke, apparently no focal deficit. She has coronary artery disease, but denies recent chest pain palpitation. Minor dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis, no sleep apnea, SIPA machine, no orthopnea PND, does have reflux and takes medications for that. I'm not aware if she's doing a specific diet to minimize exacerbation or reflux, denies skin rash, bruises, denies bleeding nose, gums, or headaches. Next paragraph, the past medical history, diabetes at least over the last 10 years, probably peripheral neuropathy, has macular degeneration but not reported diabetic retinopathy, follows with LOC here in Mount Pleasant, hypertension about 4 years or so, coronary artery disease with prior stents, LAD and RCA, has congestive heart failure, initially low ejection fraction, recently close to normal, goes with CHF clinic Jennifer Garcia, denies arrhythmia pacemaker, she's not aware of valve abnormalities, she mentioned a stroke a few years back without any deficit, she's not aware of the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, peripheral vascular disease, the gastrointestinal bleeding as indicated above, She does not remember for sure if blood transfusion was done. Apparently, yes. No chronic liver disease. No infection in the urine. She's not aware blood protein in the urine or kidney stones. Next paragraph, other diagnosis. Osteoporosis. Next paragraph, procedures including hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries for benign condition, no cancer, bilateral cataract surgery, lengths in plan, prior colonoscopy, benign polyps, the coronary artery disease, and stents. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin and amlodipine. Next paragraph, deny smoking, minimal alcohol, no drugs. Next paragraph, deny family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications presently, aspirin, vitamin D, iron pill, Nurantin, Glipizide, Jardiance, Lisinopril, Antivert, Metformin, Metoprolol, Potassium, Crestor, Fosamax, and Lasix, although hasn't taken it in a few months. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph on physical exam, 60 inches tall, 173 pounds. Blood pressure, 126 over 60 on the right, 130 over 60 on the left. She wears glasses, no respiratory distress, symmetrical pupils, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no gross neck masses, lymph nodes or thyroid, no carotid bruise, JVD. Lungs are clear without consolidation, pleural effusion appears to be regular, no pericardial rap gallop. Actually, I do hear a bruise on the left carotid area. Liver spleen not palpable, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, no gross edema, no skin lesions, no decubiti, fair palpable pulses, no gross focal motor deficit or involuntary movements. Next paragraph, the last chemistries available are from September. In that opportunity, creatinine 1.7 representing a GFR of 32, a normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated, a normal calcium. Creatinine has increased from normal around 0.6 to 0.8 2021 or before. January 2022, 1. March the same year, 1.1. By the end of 2022, as high as 1.6, 1.7. Admitted to the hospital December 2022. After that, creatinine was around 1.3 to 1.5. By May of this year, 1.7. September, also 1.7. She does have anemia, 10.3, with a normal white blood cell and platelet, MCP low at 85, with ferritin at that time very low at 9, and iron saturation at 12. A1C in that opportunity, 6.6. Through the years has been running 2021 at 10.6, in between 7s and 8s. No recent urine sample. Prior thyroid normal, last cholesterol in November, triglyceride elevated but improved, low HDL, otherwise good control cholesterol LDL. December 2022, there was a low potassium that was replaced. Pro-BNP has been last one at 3,000. Last urine 2022, 3 plus blood, glucose from medications, 100 of protein, apparently no bacteria. Next paragraph, the last CT scan, Cantras negative for pulmonary emboli, 2022. At that time, esophagitis with thickening of the esophagus, and probably bilateral pneumonia with flu isolated and sepsis. A prior CT scan cervical spine, no spinal stenosis. A prior CT scan chest, abdomen, and pelvis with Cantras. Fatty liver, probably a hemangioma on the right lobe of the liver. Calcification coronary arteries. Prior MRI of the brain with Cantras, December 2020. Right occipital infarct, small 1 millimeter, as well as ischemic small vessel disease. Carotid Doppler has been less than 50% abnormalities. The last echo is from June 2022, preserved ejection fraction, at that time grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. Background of overall poor control of diabetes, diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria, although nothing to suggest nephrotic syndrome. Intercurrent episodes of sepsis, pneumonia, esophageal, ulcerative inflammation, bleeding, diastolic dysfunction, prior procedures, coronary artery disease stent, prior exposure IV Cantras for CT scan with Cantras. Clinically, there is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. We want to monitor chemistries. Urine sample will be updated to see if there is any persistent blood protein or worsening of this. Expected glucose from poor diabetes control, but also the effect of medication. Jardians. We will monitor potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next paragraph, presently blood pressure well controlled. Next number, concerned about the persistent iron deficiency. The prior EGD as indicated above, I'm not aware of prior, family and patient mention, a recent colonoscopy, which apparently was negative. If persistent, fecal or cord blood, further workup will be needed for a small bowel with potential a video capsule. Some of her symptoms of lightheadedness and steadiness very well could be related to that. Next number, coronary artery disease, prior stents. She remains on aspirin. Diabetes blood pressure control. Cholesterol treatment. Next number, physical findings, carotid bruit on the left side, previously negative severe stenosis. Next number, diabetes with end organ damage, including neuropathy, retinopathy. Coronary artery disease, kidney disease. Next number, osteoporosis on treatment. Next paragraph, comments all issues discussed with the patient. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. Document the stability of kidney disease over time. As indicated above, potential further workup, iron deficiency. End of dictation.